Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Ya Allah. شکریہ اے حافظوں اس کا رہو کرتے ادا حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا شکریہ اے حافظوں اس کا رہی کرتے ادا حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے ہم کو چنا دس عزیزوں کے سفارش کا تمہیں مجدہ ملا اس سے بڑھ کر حفظ قرآن کا بھلا کیا ہو سلا دس عزیزوں کے سفارش کا تمہیں مجدہ ملا اس سے بڑھ کر حفظ قرآن کا بھلا کیا ہو سلا مل گیا ہے رب سے دس بے آسروں کو آسرا مل گیا ہے رب سے دس بے آسروں کو آسرا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اہلن و سہلن و مرحبن بکم اینڈ ویلکم ٹو دا مڈ ڈے شو. ٹوڈے بین وینزڈے دا 30th آف سفر 1446 کورسپونڈنگ ٹو دا 4th آف سپٹمبر 2024. Alhamdulillah, we are back on the airwaves of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we are back on air. Everything is going smoothly. We do apologize for the break in transmission for the past couple of days. But inshallah, we make dua. Everything goes smooth sailing from this day going onwards. We're going to start off. We haven't did the recipes. We haven't did the show in a couple of days. So inshallah, we're going to be starting off with our first recipe. And that is a Portuguese rice, and we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Taskeen Jamal Karim for sending in these two recipes. So firstly, you're going to need 1 cup of rice. 1 cup of rice. 1 teaspoon of turmeric powder. 1 teaspoon of turmeric powder. 4 to 5 saffron threads. 4 to 5 saffron threads. 1 teaspoon of egg yellow food coloring. 1 teaspoon of egg yellow food coloring. You're going to need a mushroom sliced in half. A mushroom sliced in half. You're going to need a grilled chicken, shredded. 1 grilled chicken shredded. 1 teaspoon coconut oil. 1 teaspoon coconut oil. 2 tablespoons of butter. 2 tablespoons of butter. 1 diced small onion. 1 diced small onion. Finely chopped green chilies. Finely chopped green chilies. finely chopped clove garlic, two finely chopped clove garlic, 1 teaspoon of smoked red chili flakes, 1 teaspoon of smoked red chili flakes, 1 teaspoon of Portuguese spice, 1 teaspoon of Portuguese spice, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of ground black pepper, 1 teaspoon of ground black pepper, 4 tablespoons or 4 teaspoons of Portuguese sauce, 4 teaspoons of Portuguese sauce, and garlic, herbs, or chives to garnish. Garlic, herbs, or chives to garnish. So the ingredients again is 1 cup of rice, 1 teaspoon turmeric powder, 4 to 5 saffron threads, 1 teaspoon of egg yellow food coloring, a mushroom sliced in half, a grilled chicken shredded, 1 teaspoon coconut oil, 2 tablespoons of butter, 1 diced small onion, finely chopped green chilies, 2 finely chopped cloves garlic, 1 teaspoon smoked red chili flakes, 1 teaspoon smoked red chili flakes, 1 teaspoon of Portuguese spice, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of ground black pepper, 4 teaspoons of Portuguese spice, garlic, herbs, or chives for to garnish. And that is your ingredients. Now we move on to the method. You're going to rinse and boil the rice for 10 minutes. Rinse and boil the rice for 10 minutes. Then you're going to add the turmeric, salt, and saffron to the water. Add the turmeric, salt, and the saffron to the water. You're going to drain the water and set it aside. So you're going to rinse and boil the rice for 10 minutes. Add the turmeric, salt, and saffron to the water. And then you're going to drain the water and set it aside. Heat the oil and butter in a skillet on medium heat. Heat the oil and butter in a skillet on medium heat. Add the onion. Salt until translucent. And then add the garlic, chili, and mushroom. Add the garlic, chili, and mushroom, and salt for 5 minutes. So you're going to heat the oil and butter in a skillet on medium heat. Then you're going to add the onion, salt until translucent, and then add the garlic, chili, and mushroom, and salt for 5 minutes. Now you're going to add the chicken, the spices, the sauce, and the stir fry for 3 to 4 minutes. Add the chicken, the spices, the sauce, and stir fry for 3 to 4 minutes. Finally, you're going to add the food coloring to the cooked rice. Add the food coloring to the cooked rice. Fluff the rice with a fork. and then gently combine the rice with other ingredients. When you add the food coloring to the cooked rice, fluff the rice with a fork and then gently combine the rice with the other ingredients. Stir fry the rice for 3 to 5 minutes. Stir fry the rice for 3 to 5 minutes. Adjust the seasoning. Top with air fried or deep fried potato wedges. And then garnish with garlic herbs and chives. So that was the recipe for a Portuguese rice. So inshallah, we're going to just read out that recipe again. So that is for a Portuguese rice, and it was sent in by Taskeen Jamal Karim, who's based in the UK. So we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Taskeen for giving us this recipe. So the ingredients, again, we're going to go through it very quickly, is 1 cup of rice, 1 teaspoon of turmeric powder, 4 to 5 saffron threads, 1 teaspoon of egg yellow food coloring, a mushroom sliced in half, grilled chicken, shredded, 1 teaspoon of coconut oil, 2 tablespoons of butter, a diced small onion, a finely chopped green chilies, 2 finely chopped cloves garlic, 1 teaspoon smoked red chili flakes, 1 teaspoon Portuguese spice, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon ground black pepper, 4 teaspoons of a Portuguese spice, garlic herbs or chives to garnish. The method, you're going to rinse and boil the rice for 10 minutes. Then you're going to add your turmeric, salt and saffron to the water. Then you're going to drain the water and set aside. Heat the oil and butter in a skillet on medium heat. Then you're going to add the onion and salt until translucent, and then add the garlic, chili and mushroom and salt for 5 minutes. Now you're going to add the chicken spices, the sauce, and stir fry for 3 to 4 minutes. Then you're going to add the food coloring to the cooked rice. Fluff the rice with a fork and then gently combine the rice with other ingredients. Stir fry the rice for 3 to 5 minutes, adjusting seasoning. Top with air fried or deep fried potato wedges. And garnish with garlic herbs or chives, and then serve immediately. That was the recipe for a Portuguese rice. The next recipe is for a lemon garlic fish, also sent in by Sister Taskeen Jamal Karim. So this is for a lemon garlic fish. So the ingredients, you're going to marinate. And you're going to need, for your marinade, you're going to need 4 to 5 tablespoons of mayonnaise. 4 to 5 tablespoons of mayonnaise. 4 to 5 tablespoons of mayonnaise. A drizzle of olive oil. A drizzle of olive oil. A drizzle of olive oil. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 3 teaspoons of crushed garlic. 3 teaspoons of crushed garlic. Ground chili, green chilies to taste. Ground green chilies to taste. A dash of lemon pepper. A dash of lemon pepper. a dash of parsley, a dash of parsley, half a teaspoon of crushed dried red chilies, half a teaspoon of crushed dried chilies, and you're going to need half a lemon, fresh lemon, you're going to need half a lemon. For your lemon butter sauce, you're going to need one slice of butter, which is about 70 grams. If you are using a scale, it's about 70 grams. One slice of butter. 1 teaspoon of fresh garlic. 1 teaspoon of fresh garlic. And you're going to heat it through. Then you're going to add in a dash of Portuguese chicken spice. A dash of Portuguese chicken spice. A dash of garlic powder. A dash of garlic powder. You're going to use some aromat. You're going to use the parsley. And then you're going to add the juice of half a lemon. You're going to add the juice of half a lemon. Then you're going to whisk in 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise. So before we go on to the method, let me repeat the ingredients again. 4 to 5 tablespoons of mayonnaise. A drizzle of olive oil. Half a teaspoon of salt, 3 teaspoons of crushed garlic, ground green chilies to taste, a dash of lemon pepper, a dash of parsley, half a teaspoon of crushed dried chilies, red chilies, and you're going to need half a lemon of fresh lemon juice. The lemon butter sauce, you're going to need 1 slice of butter, which is about 70 grams. 1 teaspoon of fresh garlic. You're going to heat this through. Then you're going to add in a dash of Portuguese chicken spice, a dash of garlic powder, aromat, parsley. Then you're going to add the juice of half a lemon and whisk in 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise. Now your method, you're going to marinate the fish for about an hour. Marinate the fish for an hour. And you're going to lay out in a prepared foil-lined flat sheet pan. You're going to lay it out in a prepared foil-lined flat sheet pan. You need a Cajun spice, slices of butter, and then before grilling, you're going to sprinkle the Cajun spice over the fish. Sprinkle the Cajun spice over the fish before topping with the butter. Then the soles are grilled for 15 minutes until a bit golden. Soles are grilled for 15 minutes until a bit golden. For your sauce, you're going to add all the ingredients together. You're going to add in all the ingredients together. Whisk in 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise. Whisk in 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise. Then allow to heat fully. Then you're going to allow it to heat fully. So you're going to whisk in 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise, allow to heat fully. Then you're going to add in one cup of cream while whisking. Add in 1 cup of cream while whisking, but keeping the heat on low. keeping the heat on low, and then heat through and then serve. But don't let the sauce boil. And that was the recipe for the lemon garlic fish recipe by Taskeen Jamal Kareem. And Sister Taskeen is based in the UK. So inshallah, we're going to be reading out this recipe again, just to go through it in case if you missed anything. So you're going to need 4 to 5 tablespoons of mayonnaise, a drizzle of oil, olive oil, half a teaspoon of salt, 3 teaspoons of crushed garlic, ground chilies to taste, a dash of lemon pepper, a dash of parsley, half a teaspoon of crushed dried red chilies, and then half a lemon of fresh lemon, lemon juice. And then for the lemon butter sauce, 1 slice of butter, which is about 70 grams, 1 teaspoon of fresh garlic, heat it through, then you're going to add in a dash of the Portuguese chicken spice, a dash of the garlic powder, aromatic parsley, and then add the juice of the half a lemon, whisk in 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise. Marinate the fish for about an hour and lay out in a prepared foil-lined flat sheet pan. The Cajun spice, slices of butter, and before grilling, sprinkle the Cajun spice over the fish before topping with the butter. The soles are grilled for 15 minutes until a bit golden. For the sauce, you're going to add all the ingredients together. Whisk in 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise. Allow to heat fully, and then add in 1 cup of cream while whisking. Keeping the heat on low, heat through and then serve, but don't let the sauce boil. And that was the recipe for the lemon garlic fish, and the previous recipe was for the Portuguese rice. Say jazakallah khairan to Taskeen, Sister Taskeen, for giving us these recipes. And remember, if you do have any recipes you'd like to share, you can send in your messages on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. It's just gone 26 minutes past 12 Central African time. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small break. And when we come back, we will continue with our topic of discussion.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
تیرے بھائی کی جانب جو لپتا ہے اس جنگی تیار کے ناز پہ غور دو
کہ تم زدہ ساز پہ غور دو ماں بہنوں کی آواز پہ غور دو کہ تم زدہ ساز پہ غور دو
تیرے دشمن کی نظروں پہ تو بھی ہے سن تیرے دشمن کی نظروں پہ تو بھی ہے سن اپنے دشمن کی پرواز پہ غور دو
کہ غم زدہ ساز پہ غور دو ماں بہنوں کی آواز پہ غور دو
تیرے حاکم نشے میں پڑے ہیں سبھی تیرے حاکم نشے میں پڑے ہیں سبھی حکمرانوں کے انداز بے غور دو
فکر کے غم زدہ ساز پہ غور دو
ندیاں ہیں بہ رہی رات دن خون کی ندیاں ہیں بہ رہی بھیڑیوں کے نجس راز پہ غور دو
فکر کے غم زدہ ساز پہ غور دو
القدس وعكا نحن إلى يافا في غزة نحن وقلب جنين الواحد منا يزهر آلافا لن تذبل فينا ورقة تين ما هان الحق عليك ولا خافا عودتنا إيمان ويقين لن نسكت لن نستسلم لا 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 نهديك لنحيا يا فلسطين فلسطين بلادي نحملها جرحا أو أملا لا 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 لو رح نبقى فيها اليوم الدين لن نسكت لن نستسلم لا 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 نهديك لنحيا يا فلسطين فلسطين بلادي نحملها جرحا أو أملا لا 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 لو رح نبقى فيها اليوم الدين فلسطين بلادي كي تشرق شمسك فوق أمانينا وينام صغارك مبتسمين ونراك بخير حين تنادينا لعمار بيوت وبساتين سنعيدك وطنا رغم مآسينا أحرارا نشدو متحدين لن نسكت لن نستسلم لا 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 نهديك لنحيا يا فلسطين فلسطين بلادي نحملها جرحا أو أملا لا 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 لو رح نبقى فيها اليوم الدين
رح نبقى فيك يا
فلسطين لن نستسلم لا 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 نهديك لنحيا يا فلسطين فلسطين بلادي نحملها جرحا أو أملا لا 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 لو رح نبقى فيها اليوم الدين
فلسطين بلادي
لا 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 نحيا يا فلسطين فلسطين بلادي نحملها جرحا أو أملا
زندگی دو پل کی ہے میں خبر احباب اپنے کل کی ہے اس لیے بس یاد رکھنا زندگی دو پل کی ہے کس کو دنیا میں خبر احباب اپنے کل کی ہے اس لیے بس یاد رکھنا زندگی دو پل کی ہے ہم کو قدرت نے یہ قدرت دی ہے چن لے خود سے ہم راستے نیکی بدی کے کر دیے ہم کو بہم ہم کو قدرت نے یہ قدرت دی ہے چن لے خود سے ہم راستے نیکی بدی کے کر دیے ہم کو بہم جس بھی رستے کو چنے.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
And we welcome you back to our segment, and this is our discussion that we normally have after our recipe segment. 25 minutes to 1 Central African time. We like to welcome the listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, and all the listeners that are listening across the world as well. You know, today we're going to be discussing a very pertinent topic. As always, we discuss topics that are very ripe in our community, and ripe in our amongst our Muslim community and amongst our youth, our youngsters, even young and old. It's happening, and it's starting from a very young age, and we don't realize that what our youngsters, our youth, our leaders of tomorrow, what they are going through because of peer pressure, because during the day they are at school and we don't know what they are going through. And us as parents, if we do not check up on them, we don't know which avenues or which type of friends. Also, friends are very important when it comes to when it comes to this type of things. So inshallah, we're going to be discussing the substance abuse or drug abuse or any type of substance, and how can one pick up the signs, and what can it lead to, and how can you pick up the signs to say, well, you know what, is a person actually taking these type of things? Obviously, when you see a person, they'll be very edgy, and you know, and there are rehabs for this year, that when you take a person in, you notice the signs that they are very edgy. Sometimes it's because of peer pressure, because of anxiety, depression, things that a person going through. They come from broken homes and they don't know what to do. They're not counseled properly. And it resorts to things because now they've got this sort of, in inverted commas, zest for freedom, that they can do whatever they want. Inshallah, with that being said, we'd like to welcome our beloved and honorable Maulana Zayed Khan, Damat Barakatuh. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Alhamdulillah.
Can you hear me?
It's been a while, Maulana, since you've joined me on the airwaves.
We're missing out.
Yeah, I know, we have. And plus two, we've been having this issue regarding...
the issue with regards to our problems connecting via the airwaves.
The airwaves, so Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, our message came through last night that the radio has been sorted out. And we do apologize to our beloved listeners that we haven't been in contact. But, you know, they say the show must go on, and the podcast had been sent out. So if you did miss out anything, you can go onto our website. The podcasts have been uploaded, and you can catch all the shows that you have missed. Well, I know, today we're going to be discussing substance abuse and what actually leads to substance abuse, and to see the signs if a person is currently doing it, or maybe they have a relapse of such things.
Okay. So firstly, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi. Let's send durood to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this manner, yeah, we are allowing Allah's mercy, or rather, we are being... I'm just getting an echo there. I don't know what's the... Is it so? In this manner, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal will be dawning upon us, and inshallah, like this, we will be. You see, Allama Busayri Rahimullah, in the next chapter, which we're going to be busy with, and this coming week, inshallah, he mentions about the nafs, And he says that the nafs, when nafsu katifli, that the nafs is like a suckling child, like a baby. And the more you feed it with the love of this world, with love, it's going to want to suckle more. And he's, as long as he wants that, he knows the importance of it, the baby wants that feed. It's very difficult then. But slowly, slowly, you wean that child off, and then the child, the baby, weans off then. So he says that when nafsu katifli, that this child or the nafs is like that suckling baby. But if you wean it off, in taftimhu yan fatimi, it does wean off. And this is something, it's a concept which Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught us, that when it comes to alcohol, it comes to all of this, the weaning process. It's not something that occurs overnight. It's a long procedure. But ideally, it starts off with, does the person want to change? Does the person want to wean off? This is the major question. So I just remind, what's your first question?
Well, Mulana, the first question I was asking is to how does one pick up, like from what, okay, age-wise in our age, in our this generation, the zamana that we are living in, it is so common that youngsters, you know, we've got children that are going to schools, and be it public school, private school, semi-private, it's still happening, and because of the children are such, they're so naive, so masoom, when they get involved in this thing, and there has been so many incidents where people have been given, strangers been giving them sweets, but it's actually these drug-laced substances. And when the child takes it home, the parents must be thinking, hey, you know, he must have bought the child sweet on the way home, not realizing that it's going to affect him, his bloodstream, his body, his way of thinking, his mindset, his emotions, all these things is going to affect him. So my question, Marana, or my statement was, how do we see these tail signs in youngsters also?
Okay, so first we have to go to the roots, and that's from the upbringing of the child. This is where you, as a parent, you have to play your role. And the first thing is to ensure that this child has this hatred for this particular act, which is totally shunned by the Sharia. If you see, and we'll just mention this here, many people don't know this, but we'll say it here, that if you find Dr. Afia Siddiqui, whoever finds that syllabus, please, we are searching for it. You can send it to us, please. We'll be waiting. We'll pay you a certain affordable amount, inshallah, also for that syllabus. However, most have searched for it. They couldn't find it. She developed a syllabus. And you know, she had how many degrees. And this all makes sense. It's like pieces of a puzzle. Why won't they release her, you may ask? Why am I speaking about her in the first place, you may ask as well. But I want to draw your attention to something where I said to you in the beginning, it's all starts off with this child's mind. Now, where they have went towards, and we are sleeping in this regard, rather we say that, you know what, we make excuses for our children to be urinated upon with all of this alcohol and the rest of it. So it starts there, exactly. It starts with you as a parent, the child's upbringing. Dr. Afia Siddiqui, she saw, look, this is the root cause. Allah Azza wa Jal guided her at that particular point. And she said, I need to do something. You know, sometimes you are in this particular field. I know once, Hazrat Mulana Shabir Saluji, Damat Barakatuhu, we were in seventh year that year, and there was this urgency for us to come for this talk. And we were all wondering who's the speaker. When we got to the masjid, there was a person, a lawyer speaking. And we were shocked, and we were interested, what does he have to say? And why was this urgency created? And he was mentioning, he was speaking about different aspects and how his life changed. He was to be, just in few sentences, he was to be a head judge of South Africa. And this interview is taking place. He says, prior to that, other than Jumu'ah, I wasn't performing much Salah. Here's the interview coming, and this question they posed to me. We're sitting on a round table meeting, they call it. And they're asking me this question. They said, what was the question? The question was that, see, if you are a Muslim, what qualifies you to take on this particular job? Because there are going to be occasions where you will have to rule against Islam, against the Quran. But you have to stand firm on what the Constitution says. He says he froze. At that given time, he froze. And he said, my iman, it's like I didn't have iman. And all of a sudden, it just kicked in. And it was now accelerating at that particular juncture. And he says, I didn't know what to say. But I knew in my heart already, this job is not for me. And he rejected it. He said, I'm not taking this offer. Afterwards, he went home. Or he went to his, not home, but rather where you're staying, the hotel where you're staying at. And he opened these verses of the Quran Sharif. Whoever judges against the judgment of Allah, this is the consequences. And in those verses, Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about they are from the kafirun, they are from the fasiqeen, these, they're dhalimeen. These terms are used. And he says, how beautiful. Because had I not been guided at that particular juncture, I would now have been gone off track. So this year, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, if you go to verse 45, you'll find all this that is mentioned there. But what we're saying here is, sometimes you're in a different field, and your iman kicks in, and then Allah Azza wa Jal uses you to now attack that batil. Take Mulana A.S. Desai Ahmad Barakatuh. He was accepted in a university in the U.S. And he says, I just wanted to stop, just to gain a little bit of Islamic knowledge. And then Hazrat Mulana Masihullah Rahimullah had said, you have to stay. And his love and passion for deen then just increased. In 3 years he finished. And the other day when we met him, just few, like a month or two back, we asked him the question that, is this true? He said, yes, I would have been on the other side, fighting on the opposite side. Allah's kindness. So what I'm saying is, sometimes we are in a different direction. Allah pulls you out and puts you in the right direction, and now uses you to defend, to solidify Islam at that time, at this time. Dr. Afia Siddiqui, going back to what we were saying, she said, okay, what can I do? She develops the syllabus. In the syllabus, this is why I'm mentioning this here. So you've got your English. And we say, you know, they're just going to learn English, maths. In that English comprehension, there's all of this that is opening up to you to say alcohol, you need to drink responsibly. These slogans are thrown at you, whereas Islam totally forbids it. So she said, okay, what can I do for the Ummah? She presents this syllabus, and I'm just giving you an example here. So you have a comprehension. In this comprehension, alcohol is seen in a bad light, opposite to what the West wants. Can you see what a threat she posed? That is why, till today, they cannot release her. Because if they fear, if they release her, this now is just going to get better, and she may just then bring back that syllabus, which we cannot find. You can't find it. So imagine her vision. She said, so even if a non-Muslim reads this comprehension, by the end of that syllabus, that non-Muslim already has a disinclination towards alcohol, towards all the other putrid acts that is LGBTQ being far-fetched. They already put off zina and all of this mentality. They are getting one step closer to Islam because their fitrah is in place. You see, when your fitrah is in place, then you can head towards the right direction. That's why you'll find that many of these ZCC people, we had few domestics, and when the family used to speak, one accepted Islam, and then afterwards it was too much pressure from her family. They were threatening her and whatnot, so it became tough for her. But what we're saying is, they don't eat pork, they don't eat pig. Nowadays you hear Muslims eating at a restaurant called pigale. So they said, the Muslim said, hey, we were shocked that they sell pork at the pig at this restaurant. So they asked him, but which restaurant you talking about? Pigale. So they said, but you couldn't read the name of the restaurant. Pigale. You couldn't see pigale. I don't know if it's correct pronunciation, but whatever it may be. This is what we're saying. They have that, the ZCC people, they don't eat all of these things. So to speak to them, they're more sane. And you can speak to them about Islam as opposed to others. Coming back, if you had the syllabus where already you are disinclined, because remember, it starts there. It is this promotion of all these ideas. Drink responsibly. Use protection. It boils down to what these slogans been thrown at our children. So you may know it's wrong, but there's that watered down wrong now. It's fine. It's just okay. Whereas when you found the people of, you found our brother Suleiman, you know, and you know people who came before you, our grandparents, all of this, they wouldn't even kick a alcohol bottle. They would say, we don't want our shoes to become napak. Not even kick it out of hatred. The hatred will stay with us, but we won't touch that. Such concern, these were principles that molded us into who we are. And if it wasn't the case, we would just be on another level. It starts with the heart. And where is your beliefs? Do you actually believe 100% that alcohol, drugs is 100% haram? It's shunned according to the Sharia. So there's so many angles to look at this. There's so many verses to look at it. There's so many ahadith to look at it. But in a few minutes, what can we tell you? It's just this basic concept. Take Afghanistan. We must go back to them. See the poppy seeds when the US were there, how it was, how they grew those poppy seeds. And they made sure that poppy seed is protected, and they multiplied those plants to supply the world, because poppy seed is the main ingredient for these drugs such as heroin, cocaine, all of this. And then now you understand the agenda, it becomes much more clearer. Because why? When Taliban come back into control, they smash all of these poppy seeds. You will not give our people all of this. There you get the UN, the US, the UK, they're all complaining. Why? They say, but now the people who are on drugs, they don't have an alternative. And they're going to go to cheaper drugs. But where's the logic in this? Are the whole world so high? Are they on such a level that they're off the surface? Are they still standing there on the moon, making us believe? Because that's what we've become. Everything we see, everything we watch, we have to be in this total intoxication to believe that what they tell us is 100%. So, when the Taliban decided that no, we're turning these poppy plants into total smithereens, these people were complaining. But when it was growing, very good. And that's one of the reasons why they wanted to be there. We won't say the sole reason, but one of the reasons, to supply the world with cocaine. This year is their double standards. But yet for their own children, they must be sane. Themselves, they have to be sane. But Allah Azza wa Jal works in different ways. Firstly, we have to have this hatred for their ways. Hatred for their ways, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This year is the sickness that we are currently in, is we love their ways. And when it comes to sunnah, excuses, excuses, excuses. And to get you, to accelerate you away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they just get you intoxicated. Al-khamru jumma'ul ithmi. Alcohol is the, it is a collection of vice, a collection of sins. Once you're intoxicated, now you will sleep with even an old woman. Haji Suleiman, what can we tell you? Brothers have admitted to me, they told me, they went to Malaysia, they were intoxicated, smoked weed or whatever they did, and they said that the end, they went, they got this person, I'm not going to say further, they got this person, and they each person had a chance with this particular one, each from their group had a chance with this particular person. When they came to their senses in the morning, they were discussing, and they realized that that person was a male, and these were all males. But they in Thailand, the males, they camouflage so well that you won't know. The males are camouflaged so well as females, you will know that that's a male. They said this particular one that we had still had the male organ. When they came to their senses, they said they were growing in despondency. So of course you're going to tell them that, look, you've perpetrated a major, major crime. And a tawbah to mithlul hawbah. Tawbah is in accordance to its perpetration, according to how you have perpetrated it. So, to come back to your senses, you will have to do few major things. This was a major, major crime. Intoxication plus. So all of this, coming back to this, and just to put the cap on this program and to end it, we have to have hatred for their ways. We end with the verse. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O people of Iman, in tuti'u alladhina kafaru, if you obey, follow the kuffar, yaruddukum ala aqabikum, they will turn you back on your heels, fatanqalibu khasirin, and you will be left as losers. Do you like to be called a loser? Well, yes, when you are on drugs, you are going to be a loser. That's exactly what it is, O Ummah, O youth. When you are seeing people walking on the streets and they are in this state, you know they're intoxicated. Do you want to end up there? No. You want to be a believer with sanity and spreading the best, the sunnah, with the rest. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
We say Jazakallah khairan to Maulana Zaid for giving us that insight from a Islamic perspective. Maulana, inshallah, tomorrow we'll be discussing another topic, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan.
Jazakumullah khairan.
Barakallahu fiik. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we say Jazakallah khairan to all the listeners that sent in your recipes. And if you have any suggestions for the show, please send it on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isup, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1. Fi amanillah. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة